愿大家平安。
Peace be with everyone.
今天继续跟大家来查考服事的比喻。
Today I'd like to talk about, share with everyone, the parable of servitude, ambassador.
主耶稣说，一个人不能够服事两个主。
Jesus said we cannot serve two masters. And these two masters are God or mammon.
所谓服事马门，就是以他做目标，人生的目标，我们一直在追求，然后被他控制。
And the so-called being our worshipping master mammon is to be controlled by mammon and actually let it be the center of our lives.
但是很显然，我们看现在的世代的人很喜欢被马门所控制，因为他知道我们追求钱财的好处。
And of course, we can see that people in the society, they like the control of mammon because they like the benefits that comes with mammon.
但是还有另外一个就是服侍神。
There's another thing that is serving the Lord.
那这个服侍神的好处就不是用物质所能够形容了解的。
And there's no words that can describe how wonderful it is to serve the Lord.
所以这个比较不容易。
So this is not quite easy.
但是这个两个不能够同时存在。
But these both cannot both coexist.
如果我们要服侍神，
If we want to serve the Lord,
我们就要把马门当作一种工具，而不是我们人活着一个目标。
Then we need to see mammon as a tool of our living, but not as a goal.
那我们人要服侍神，我们活着才有目的，才有意义，也才有价值。
So we need to serve the Lord so that our lives is filled with meaning and values.
因为神造人是有目的的。
Because there's a purpose why God created humans.
那这个目的就是要服侍他。
And this goal is, this purpose is to serve him.
所以人活存在的目的不能够在神以外去寻找。
So humans cannot, cannot exist other than worshiping God.
人存在的意义不能够在神的以外去寻找。
And the existence of human cannot be found other than God himself.
当神造人他给我们有一个目的。
When God created humans, he gave us a purpose.
那我们找到这个目的，我们活着才有目标，有意义。
If that we find this purpose, then we have, then we will find our goal in our lives.
那这个这个目的就是服事。
And this goal is is to serve the Lord.
好，我们现在看哥林多后书第五章。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
二十节。
Verse 20.
哥林多后书第五章的二十节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 20.
所以我做基督的使者，好像神替我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。
Verse 20, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God.
这个地方说我们做基督的使者。
Here it says we are therefore Christ's ambassadors.
原来就是请把 outline 打出来。我们原来这个使者原来就是说大使的意思。
And actually, this ambassadorship is actually a messenger of God.
我们服侍神就是做主耶稣的大使。
When we serve the Lord, then we are ambassadors of Christ.
这是一种非常尊贵的工作。
This is a very noble work.
特别想到我们没有能拣选以前是谁，那我们现在又是谁，我们就知道这是极大的恩典。
If we think about before we were chosen and we were saved, who are we? And let's think about after we're being saved. This is such a great blessing.
保罗说，我今日成为何等人，这是蒙神的恩典。
And Paul says, how great my purpose in life is because of God.
过去保罗是一个罪人。
In the past, Paul was a sinner.
而且他是罪人的头。
And he was the chief of sinners.
他们拣选以后，
After he was being chosen by God,
他不但做神的儿子,
not only was he son of God,
他做基督的大使,
he was an ambassador of Christ.
所以从最卑贱的罪人提升到代表主耶稣的大使。
So being the most, a lowly sinner, and he became ambassador of Christ.
那今天也是一样。
So today likewise,
我们还没有信主以前。
Before we believe in Christ,
我们犯了很多的罪。
We have committed many sins.
从属灵上来看，我们是卑贱的。
From the spiritual perspective, we are actually very lowly.
我们是很污秽的。
And we are actually not clean.
但是神洗净了我们。
But God has cleansed us of our sins.
做他的儿女。
To be his sons and daughters.
而且曾提升了我们。
And he also raised our status
做他的大使,
to be his ambassadors, to represent him,
来到处传福音,
to preach the gospel everywhere.
所以这种工作是非常尊贵的。
So this is a very noble work.
所以我们人要认识服侍神的尊贵，我们人对服侍才会充满着感谢，才会充满着喜乐。
If we recognize the nobleness of our holy work, then we will be filled with thanksgiving when we do our servitude.
如果我们没有办法认识这个尊贵性，我们的服事就很难有力量。
If we don't recognize the nobleness of the work, then we will not have strength to continue this work.
那我们怎么知道我是主耶稣差遣我做他的大使？
So how do we know that we are the ambassadors of Christ?
我们看约翰福音。
Let us turn to
20
John chapter 20,
21节,
verse 21.
约翰福音2021节,
John chapter 20, verse 21.
耶稣要对他们说，愿你们平安，父怎样差遣我，我也照样差遣你们。主耶稣对门徒说，天上的神怎么差遣我，我现在差遣你们。
Here Jesus said to his disciples in verse 21, Peace be with you, as the Father has sent me, I am sending you.
差遣门徒做什么？做大使。
And he sent the disciples to be ambassadors.
那到处去传福音。
To preach the gospel everywhere.
然后22节。
Verse 22.
说的这个话向他们吹了一口气说，你们受圣灵。
And with that he breathed on them and said, Receive the Holy Spirit.
所以这个圣灵就是神差遣我们做大使的一个证明。
So Holy Spirit is a proof in which God wants us to be His ambassadors.
所以23节。
So verse 23.
你们赦免谁的罪，谁就赦免；你们留下谁的罪，谁就留下。
If you forgive anyone his sins, they're forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they're not forgiven.
这些门徒只是一个，很多都是渔夫啊。
And a lot of these disciples were fishermen.
圣经说是无学的小民。
And that they were not educated and learned.
世界上是被人看不起眼的。
And that they're looked down upon by society.
但是主耶稣竟然说，你赦免谁的罪，谁就赦免。
But Jesus said to them that if you forgive anyone his sins, they're forgiven.
这个就是大使啊。
This is ambassadorship.
我们算不了什么。
We are nothing.
但是如果美国的政府差你做大使，你就算得了什么？
But if the United States government asks you to be the ambassador, then you have a noble job.
所以神差遣我们。
So God sends us.
用圣灵降在我们身上，与我们同在。
He sends us Holy Spirit to be with us.
我们传扬神的福音就有权柄。
So we have authority and power when we preach God's words.
我们就有权柄赶鬼医病。
So we have power to cast out demons and perform miracles.
我们就有权柄奉耶稣的名给人洗礼赦罪。
And we can also baptize people in the name of Christ Jesus and for the remission of sins.
所以今天我们确实是在做大使。
So today we are the ambassadors of Christ.
因为我们有圣灵，有神同在。
Because we have abidance of God, which is Holy Spirit.
而且被圣灵充满，有神的权柄。
And when we are filled with Holy Spirit, we have the power of God.
我们来看《使徒行传》第四章。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 4.
第三章
Acts chapter
3第六节
verse 6
彼得说金银我都没有我只把所有的给你我奉拿撒勒人耶稣的名叫你起来行走
Then Peter says, silver or gold I do not have, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, walk.
这个地方啊，彼得说，我把我所有的给你。
Here Peter says, I do not, silver gold I do not have, but I give what I have.
那金银我都没有。
And of course, I do not have silver or gold.
我们在这个社会上，如果你说金银我都没有，谁会看重你？
Today in the society, if you say you don't have silver or gold, then who is going to actually like you?
因为这是一个资本主义社会。
Because this is a society of capitalism.
一切以钱在衡量。
And everything is measured by how wealthy you are.
所以彼得说金银我都没有。
So Peter
said, 我的你没有。
But what I have, you do not have.
我奉耶稣的名叫你起来走。
In the name of Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, walk.
这个就是大使的工作。
And this is the work of an ambassador.
耶稣升到天上。
Jesus ascended to the heavenly kingdom.
把这个权柄给彼得。
And he gave his authority to Peter.
所以他奉耶稣的名，这个人瘸腿就起来走。
So because he said in the name of Christ Jesus, this lame person started to walk.
大家看到彼得就很惊讶。
And everyone was in awe.
啊，彼得说你怎么为什么看我？
So Peter said, why do you look at me?
你以为我凭自己的虔诚叫这个人起来走吗？
Is it because of my own ability that I tell this lame person to walk?
这是因为拿撒勒人耶稣的名。
Because this person walked because of the name of Christ Jesus, Nazareth.
哦，所以啊。在《使徒行传》里面记载，我们看第五章。
Let us look at chapter 5 of Acts.
十三节。
Verse 13.
十二节。
Verse 12.
主借着使徒的手在民间行了许多神迹奇事。再看十三节。
Let's skip to 13.
其余的人没有一个人敢贴近他，百姓却尊重他们。
The apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders among the people. Verse 13, no one else dared join them, even though they were highly regarded by the people.
一个渔夫没有受过教育的小民，怎么会被人尊重呢？
How can a fisherman be respected among people?
因为他代表天上的神。
Because he represents God, and God gave him authority.
他能够做神所做的事情。
He can do what God commands him to do.
医病赶鬼。
To cast out demons and heal the sickness.
使人得恩典。
And allow people to be blessed.
所以大家注意敬畏神，对他们尊重。
So they revere God because they highly regarded them.
所以今天我们服侍神，我们不要看清楚，看清我们自己的身份。
So today when we serve the Lord, let us not look lightly upon our status.
我们有圣灵。
We have the Holy Spirit.
祷告被圣灵充满，有权柄。
When we're filled with the Holy Spirit, we're filled with power.
我们奉耶稣的名就能够做主耶稣所做的事情。
And when we do things in the name of Lord Jesus, then we can perform what he commands us to do.
因为我们是基督的大使。
Because we are the ambassadors of Christ.
那这个我们做圣工的动机，这个是什么？
What is our motivation in doing holy work?
我们看哥林多后书第五章。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
十三节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 13.
哥林多后书第五章十三节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 13.
我若癫狂是为神。
If we were out of our mind, it is for the sake of God.
我若谨守是为你们。
If we are in our right mind, it is for you.
这一节圣经节非常重要。
This is a very important Bible verse.
他在讲做圣工的动机跟做圣工的态度。
This talks about the motive and the attitude in serving the Lord.
我们的做圣工啊，需要很活泼。
When we do God's holy work, we need to be active.
需要带有生命力。
We need to carry life with us.
你看，有时候我们在看人在画那个漫画。
When we see that people, they draw cartoons.
礼拜一画到礼拜五。
And Monday, from Monday's newspaper to Friday's newspaper.
这个礼拜一，这个脸是往下垂的，哎，又要上班了。
And we see the cartoon that the face of the cartoon is downcasted.
到礼拜三就平了。
And by Wednesday, the mouth is actually straight.
那到礼拜五往上翘，笑起来了。周末来到。
Friday is a happy face because the weekend has come.
所以我们在这个社会上每一天做这些很单调无聊的工作，这是一个很大的担子。
So every day we do these monotonous work, it seems it's a great burden.
那如果我们在服侍神，
But if we're serving the Lord,
好像在我们公司里面上班。
working in our companies.
那我们这个服事就缺乏一个生命力。
If we have an attitude of working for a company, then we lack life when we serve the Lord.
那个生命力从哪里来？
Where does this life come from?
就是从神在里面感动我们。
It is from the movement of God's Spirit inside us.
是神在里面啊，在激励我们。
And it is God that's motivating us.
所以保罗说，我若癫狂是为神。
So Paul says that if we are out of our mind, it is for the sake of God.
什么是癫狂？
What is being out of our mind?
癫狂就是不正常。
That is abnormal.
在一般人看起来不正常。
And to people, people in society, they might think as abnormality.
这个是为着神。
This is for the sake of God.
那为什么保罗会被看成好像不正常？
How come Paul was actually seen by other people as being abnormal.
你如果以现在的我们的 人的眼光来看，
If we look from the perspective of humans right now,
保罗有什么？
What does Paul have?
加马略门下受教。
He was educated under Gamaliel.
最高的学术教育。
He was educated in the highest institute.
保罗是一个工会的议员。
And he was a council member.
等于现在美国的参议院的议员。
It's as if he was a senator in the U.S.
他是法利赛人。
He's a Pharisee.
是宗教上层的领袖。
And he is actually the prominent leader in Jewish community.
所以保罗以现在来讲，如果我们看他写的罗马书。
Yeah, so if we look at the book of Romans.
那里面的逻辑让你知道，如果他今天当律师，他是第一流的律师。
If his logic is perfect, because if he were an attorney today, he would be very top rated.
那他有这一些条件。
And he has such a criteria.
他都把它拿走。
But he put it aside.
来为着被逼迫的这一位耶稣来传耶稣的道理。
He put his life, he devoted his life for Jesus who died for him to preach his gospel.
这个人没有办法了解。
And no one can understand this.
对，好像癫狂一样。
So it's as if he was out of his mind.
但是保罗知道为什么。
But Paul knew why.
他说，我癫狂是因为神。
Because he's out of his mind because for God's sake.
所以圣经里面在记载，神要用一个人之前，常常要一些异象给他看。
So sometimes in the Bible says, before God uses someone, he will allow them to see visions.
当神要呼召以赛亚，
When God wanted to call Isaiah,
神让他看到那个撒拉佛在天上怎么服事。
And he allowed him to see Zarephath and how he served the Lord.
天上充满着荣光。
It was and sky was filled with glorious light.
然后撒拉佛呼叫圣哉圣哉。
And Zarephath says, Holy, holy.
哇，那圣殿的充满荣耀，震动起来，很有力量。
And the holy temple was shaken, it's filled with power.
那他看到天国的这个荣耀，然后神就呼召他要来服侍这一位神，对以赛亚来讲，这是极大的恩典。
And when he saw the glorious light of God, and he knows that God has sent him to do his work, it is such a blessing.
以西结也是一样。
So is Ezekiel.
以西结其实受到很大的苦。
And actually Ezekiel has suffered a lot.
但是神在讲他要受苦以前，神先给他看神的荣耀。
But before Ezekiel suffered for God, God allowed him to see visions.
我们看以西结书。
Let us look at Ezekiel.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
以西结书第一章二十六节。
Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 26.
在他们头的上面，穹苍之上有宝座的形象，好似蓝宝石。在宝座形象上，仿佛有人的形状。我二十七节。
Verse 27。
从他腰以下，仿佛有光耀的晶晶，周围都是火的形状。又从腰以下有火的形状，周围也有光辉。二十八节。
28。
下雨的日子，云中的红怎样，周围的光辉形状一样，这就是神荣耀的形象。
Verse 26, above the expanse over their heads was what looked like a throne of sapphire, and high above on the throne was a figure like that of a man. 27, I saw that from what appeared to be his waist up, he looked like glowing metal, as if full of fire, and that from there down he looked like fire, and surrounded him. 28, like the appearance of a rainbow in the clouds on a rainy day, so that was a radiance around him.
这个意象是在灵界里面看到的。
And he saw this vision in the spiritual realm.
所以这个灵界的事情没有办法完全用文字写得很清楚。
So it is hard for him to actually write down what he saw in the spiritual realm into actual words.
就是神经呢看到神在天上那种荣耀。
And he has saw the glory of God in heaven.
然后到第二章。
From and to verse 2.
才对他说我要差你去。
Then God said to him that he will send him.
对这边百姓传警告。
To send him to preach warnings to the Israelites.
然后你要受苦。
And that he will suffer.
那以西结就照着去了。
So Ezekiel obeyed God's command.
当一个人看到神的荣耀的时候。
When one has seen the glory of God.
受苦已经算不了什么。
Then suffering means nothing to them.
牺牲已经算不了什么。
And sacrificing themselves means nothing.
今天为什么有时候我们做圣工很。
Sometimes, why is it today that when we do God's work and we have encounter hardship, then we actually feel sad?
我们多付出一点，我们就觉得心里不平。
If we give a little more, why do we feel unfair?
因为我们没有看到神的荣耀。
Because we did not see God's glory.
如果我们看到神的荣耀。
If we see God's glory,
我们会满心高兴，充满着这种生命力在服侍那一位神。
We will be overjoyed and we will have full, we will have life and we will be very happy to serve the Lord.
你看我们在世界上啊，没有被爱的人，他整个生活，他讲的话都没有力量。
We see, if we encounter people who are without love, that they are without power when they speak.
但如果你发现一个人活在爱里面，
But if you see a person living in love,
他充满着喜乐，他讲话都充满着力量，
then they will be filled with joy and love and power when they speak.
所以当我完全被神的爱充满，
So when we are filled with God's power and love,
我们在服侍神是多么有力量。
Then how powerful it is when we serve the Lord.
所以服侍神的动机不是因为啊谁鼓励我，所以我今天来了。
So when we serve the Lord, it is not people, other people encouraging us to serve the Lord.
那个是好的，不够好。
That is good, but it's not good enough.
服侍神最后最重要一个动机就是神亲自在你的内心感动你。
Serving the Lord, the goodness of serving the Lord is having God moving you Himself.
主耶稣带彼得、雅各、约翰上到便帽山。
Jesus took Peter, John, and James to the Mount of Transfiguration.
当然就看到主耶稣变貌。
And they all saw Jesus transformed.
那是荣耀的形象。
And that is a glorious figure.
他看到这一幕以后啊，这三个到年纪大都为主耶稣殉道。
When they were old, these three disciples, they are suffer martyrdom.
所以我们今天服侍神缺乏力量，是因为我们对神认识不够，经历不够。
So today when we encounter difficulty and feel discouraged is because we lack experience.
如果我们对神有很真的深的经历，而且对神很清楚的认识，我们的服事会非常有力量。
And if we have a full understanding of God, if we really experience God's love, then we will have power when we serve the Lord.
所以保罗说，我如果癫狂，这是因为神。
So Paul says, if we are out of our mind, it is for the sake of God.
为着神，我什么都可以牺牲。
And for God's sake, I will sacrifice anything.
因为主耶稣为着我们，他什么都可以牺牲。
Because God, Jesus is willing to sacrifice himself for us.
这是动机。
This is motivation.
但是一个癫狂的人并不等于说他随便做事情。
But a person out of his mind doesn't necessarily mean they're going to do things randomly.
这个就跟态度有关系。
This is related to the
act. 一个癫狂的人说，我载你去，你又给他载吗？
If today when we want to go to the airport, a crazy person want to drive us to the airport, would we let the person?
我们大概不会给他载啊。
Perhaps not.
大概还没有载到机场，已经上到天国了。
Perhaps before we reach airport, we are already in heaven.
癫狂，你知道你怎么开吗？
So a person out of their mind does not know how to drive.
但是在这里保罗说，癫狂跟谨守可以同时存在。
But being out of mind and being in the right mind can coexist.
那这个谨守就是癫狂跟谨守就是在灵界里面的。
And being out of mind and right mind actually is referring to the spiritual realm.
所以虽然神激励他好像疯癫狂一样，什么都可以牺牲，豁出去了，生命也可以给啊。
God motivated him and to be out, seems as if he's out of his mind. He was willing to sacrifice anything for God.
但是 他的头脑非常清楚，他是用智慧在做事情。
But his mind is actually in his, but he is actually in his right mind, and he is actually following his logic when he serves the Lord.
所以今天我们在服事神，我们是代表主耶稣。
So when we serve the Lord, we actually are representing Jesus.
因此我们一定要非常的谨慎。
So we need to be very careful.
是我们代表主耶稣所做的工作，真的能够荣耀神，也能够造就人。
So whatever work we do.
那我们看保罗到底在什么地方谨守。
So let us see how Paul was very restricted in his or in his right mind when he does a work for the Lord.
哥林多前书第二章。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 2.
第一节
Verse 1
弟兄们我从前到你们那里没有用高言大志对你们、哦、传神的奥秘
Verse 1 When I came to you brothers I did not come with eloquence or superior wisdom as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God
第一章的二十二节
Chapter 1 verse 22
犹太人要神迹希腊人要智慧
Jews demanded miracle signs and Greeks look for wisdom
对保罗来讲
To Paul
他有能力，他可以行神迹。
If he has a power, then he could perform miracles.
他有属世的智慧，他可以用世界的哲理来解释信仰。
If someone has the intelligence of this earth, then they could explain religion with their logic thinking.
但是保罗不做。
But Paul does not do.
讲一件事情。
He says one thing.
就是主耶稣钉十字架。
And that is Jesus Christ was crucified.
不是用人间的哲理在解释圣经。
And we cannot use human logic to explain the Bible.
第五节。
Verse 5.
叫我们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。
So that our faith might not rest on men's wisdom, but on God's power.
如果用世界的哲理来解释神的话，就表示这个人很聪明。
So if we use human words to explain God's wisdom, it, perhaps this person is very smart.
所以到最后是称赞这个人的聪明。
And in the end, we probably praise this person's intelligence.
但是当一个人用神的话、啊、来讲道理，这个神话带有能力感动人的心，我们就发现这是神的工作。
But if we are speaking with God's power and it motivates other people, then we know.
这让神的信仰能够建立在主耶稣的大能上面。
So that our faith is built on the power of Christ Jesus.
以现在的话来讲，保罗在传福音，他不投其所好。
And from today's perspective, it's not that he will speak whatever people want to hear.
他知道怎么样讲对人的信仰才真正有。帮助。
And he speak only with words that will edify people's faith.
我们看第一章，哥林多前书第一章。
Let us turn to, let us stay with 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
十二节。
Verse 12.
我的意思就是你们个人说我是属保罗，我是属亚波罗，我是属基法的，我是属基督的。这里讲啊，保罗说你们里面有人说我是属保罗的。
Here says that many people, they say they follow Paul.
这个是一个极大的成就感。
This seems it's, he's very accomplished.
因为有人说我属你。
Because someone says, I belong to you or I follow you.
但是对保罗来讲。
But to Paul.
他服侍神是要带给教会合一。
He wants to unite the church when he serves the Lord.
他服侍神是要建立基督的身体。
He serves the Lord for the purpose to establish the body of Christ.
所以当教会有人说我属保罗的时候，这跟保罗服侍主耶稣的目的是不一样的。
So when people say I follow Paul, then it is actually a different purpose than that of Paul's own purpose himself.
所以保罗问他们三个问题。
So Paul asked them three questions.
三节。
Verse 13.
基督是分开的吗
？Is Jesus Christ divided?
保罗为你们钉十字架吗
？Was Paul crucified for you?
你们奉保罗名受洗吗
？Were you baptized into the name of Paul？
这个主要是要告诉他们。
So this is to tell them。
我们在教会要高举基督。
In church, we need to uphold the name of Christ Jesus。
这是保罗的谨守。
This is Paul's rule for himself, principle.
他要帮教会解决问题，而不成为问题的一部分。
He wants to help solve problems for the church and not become the problem himself.
如果今天我们很热心在服侍神，到最后变成教会问题的一部分，那我们的服侍是，打折扣了。
So today, if we serve the Lord, but we become the problem ourselves, then we are causing God's name to be shamed.
那在哥林多前书还有提到很多。
So in 1 Corinthians, it actually talks more about this.
保罗在很多事情上非常的谨慎。
In many matters, Paul is very restricted in his principles.
虽然他可以自由地做很多事情。
Although he has the freedom to do a lot of things.
但是他觉得只要对人没有益处的，他就不做。
If things that does not bring edification to other people, then he will not do it.
所以当我们在服侍神的时候，
So when we serve the Lord,
我们的职分越重要的时候，
When our job is requires us of more work,
我们就越不能强调这是我的自由。
Then we cannot say this is our freedom.
这是一种为了让我们的服侍成为榜样，使人得到造就。
So that our servitude will be examples and be edifying to other people.
所以保罗说，吃肉如果叫人跌倒，我就不吃。
So Paul says, if I eat meat and it causes other people to fall, then I rather not eat meat.
哥林多后书第八章。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 8.
哥林多后书的第八章。
2 Corinthians chapter 8.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
我们留心行光明的事，不但在主面前，就是在人面前也是这样子。
For we are taking pains to do what is right, not only in the eyes of the Lord, but also in the eyes of men.
所以保罗说，我们留心行光明的事。
So that we have to taking pains to do what is right.
光明啊，光明的事，好的事情。
To taking doing what is right, to do things that are good.
要很小心去做。
We have to take pains and be very careful. Why?
叫我们的善不会被人毁谤。
So that we will not cause our goodness, our deeds to be to be defamed by other people.
所以保罗在要把钱送到另外一个地方要去帮助别人的时候，他就拣选一个人做证人，两个一起去，就没有人讲话。
So Paul wants to send money to other churches. He asked a witness to send it to this other person so that no other people could accuse him of stealing anything.
那这个服事到最后的结果是什么？
So what is the result of his servitude?
我们来看，回来看哥林多后书第五章。
Let us turn back to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
二十节。
Verse 20.
我们做基督的使者，就好像神借着我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。二十一节。
Verse 21.
神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。我们做大使，最后就是要让人与神和好。
When we are the ambassadors of Christ, in the end, we need to help other people be reconciled to God.
如果我们从圣经看来，
From the perspective of the Bible,
神是生命的根源。
God is a source of life.
神是福气的来源。
And he is a source of blessings.
神是平安的来源。
And he is also the source of peace.
神是喜乐的来源。
And joy.
神是人蒙福的根源。
And he is a source of where people receive blessings.
我们今天的人可怜是因为跟神切断了关系。
Today, we humans are pitiful because we have severed our relationship with God.
所以人失去永恒的生命。
So people have lost their eternal life.
人失去心灵上真正的满足。
And they have lost the real satisfaction in their spirit.
我们已经抓住很多。
We hold on to many things.
我们家里什么都有。
We have everything we want in our house.
我们还是不满足。
But we are not satisfied.
我们还是要继续买东西。
We keep buying stuff.
因为没有办法满足。
Because we feel empty inside us.
我们没有平安。
We have no peace.
什么都保险都有，没有平安。
We have all the different kinds of insurance, but we do not feel peaceful.
我们人生有什么时候真正的喜乐过呢？
When have we truly enjoyed our lives?
劳苦愁烦。
It seems as if we toil on and we labor.
那这些最根本的根源就是跟神切断关系。
And the true relationship with God.
所以跟神和好，这是解决人重大问题的一个最根本的答案。
So if we reconcile ourselves and others to God, then we will solve the problem of having an anxious life.
因此我们在做基督的大使，使借着传福音让人跟神和好，这就是带给一个人最大的福气。
So when we are ambassador of Christ, when we are able to bring other people to be reconciled to God, then this is the greatest blessing.
一旦与基督和好,
Once a person is reconciled to God,
我们人生就充满着盼望,
then our lives are filled with hope.
我们来看哥林多后书第五章,
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章,
2 Corinthians chapter 5,
17节,
verse 17.
若有人在基督里, 他就是新造的人, 旧事已过, 都变成新了。
17, therefore if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
这句话何等的可贵啊。
How precious is this Bible verse?
旧事已过, 都变成新了。
The old has gone, the new has come.
我们人常常的旧的没有办法过去,
to be the past.
所以如果你得罪一个人, 可能一生的关系, 永远没有办法和好。
If you offend someone, perhaps you're not able to mend this relationship.
有时候这个人可能就是你自己家人,
and this person probably is a member of your family.
旧事过不了,
and the past cannot be the past.
新的关系建不起来。
So of course, the new relationships cannot be established.
那今天我们跟主和好,
So today when we are reconciled to God,
神的爱充满在我们里面,
God's love filled inside us,
圣灵给我们力量,
and the Holy Spirit gives us
我们,
power.
我们可以赦免,
we can forgive others. We can forgive other people.
所以旧事就过去了,
and the past, let the past be the past.
旧事一过去, 新的关系就开始,
and the past, if the past is gone, the new relationship will come.
过去我们很悲观,
perhaps we're very pessimistic in the past.
看负面,
and we always see the negative side.
因为我们里面没有神,
because we do not have God inside us.
但是当主住在我们里面,
but if, when God lives inside us,
即使死亡临到了那一个时刻, 抬头望天, 主耶稣在天上等他。
When Stephen, he was about to die, he looked up to heaven, he saw Jesus looking.
这个就是新的,
and this is new.
物质界已经快过去了, 旧的天国开始, 新的。
And all things from the earth has passed, and when he looks up, everything in heaven is new.
所以我们在基督里面啊, 一切旧的都过去了。
So in Christ, everything that is in the past has passed away.
新的将要来到。
And the new will come.
我们过去没有平安。
Perhaps we do not have peace in the past.
充满着忧虑, 还有恐惧, 害怕。
Full of fear and anxiety.
但是在基督里面,
but in Christ,
神同在,
with God's abidance,
我们就不怕,
we are not fearful.
有主耶稣同在,
we have the abidance of
我们就不会忧虑,
Jesus, then we will not be anxious.
这个就是心, 充满着平安跟喜乐,
we are filled with joy and peace.
过去我们知道不好,
in the past we know that it's bad.
但是你没有办法改掉,
and you cannot change.
我们知道好,
we know good.
但是我们 没有办法做,
but we are not able to perform this goodness.
今天在基督里面,
today in Christ,
哪里有圣灵, 那里就有权柄,
wherever there is Holy Spirit, then there is power.
那里就有自由,
there is true freedom.
对的我们可以做, 错的我们可以不做,
and whatever is true, we should do. Whatever is good, we should do. Whatever is bad, we should not do.
这个就是我们做大使所带给人新的生活, 新的希望, 新的开始。
And this is the true new life that an ambassadorship would bring for us.
所以我们的服事是何等的重要。
So how important it is for our servitude towards God.
我们的身份是何等的荣耀。
We, our status is glorious and very honorable.
感谢主。
Thank God.
他赐给我们这个机会。
He gave us this opportunity.
来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
415首。
415.
这个大使是真的，不是作假的。
And this is true ambassadorship and not a false one.
我们受托是有证据的。
When we are being instructed with a proof.
这个证据就是圣灵。
And this proof is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵代表神的同在。
And Holy Spirit represents God's
guidance. 这个权柄就是从圣灵充满来的。
And this authority comes from the authority of the Holy Spirit.
就每一个人呢，我们都是在做基督的大使。
And everyone is the ambassador of Christ.
我们要得圣灵。
We need to have the Holy Spirit.
我们要被圣灵充满。
We need to be filled with Holy Spirit.
我们就带着权柄去使人与神和好。
So we will carry this authority to reconcile people to God.
我们就可以带着权柄来用主耶稣这个圣灵。
So we can carry this authority and to help people to believe in Christ.
啊，使人得到神的恩典。
So people can receive God's blessing.
我们最后要来祷告。
Now we're going to pray together.
求主圣灵浇灌充满每一个人。
And we ask the Holy Spirit to be filled inside everyone's heart.
那我们明天早上，安息日从10:00到10:30，我们有自由参加的祷告会。
And tomorrow Sabbath morning, we have a volunteer prayer from 10 to 10:30.
我们请大家能够做得到，尽量早一点到教会来祷告。
And we invite everybody to come if you can.
一起来祈求上头来的能力。
And to ask for the power.